So what we're going to be discussing, if you didn't read the title, is going to be, it's all about generational beliefs, right? And, you know, what a generational belief is. We're going to get into that here in a moment, if you're not familiar with that term. So, you know, what I want to do is start off with a story that's really short to the point, and I'm going to chop it up a little bit because it's been a while since I've heard it. But the story is basically this, right? There was a woman, and she was cooking this dish, right? And it was this bird. I don't know what kind of bird it was, some turkey, chicken. It doesn't really matter what it was. But what she was doing is she would have to cut off a part of it. She would cut off a part of it and cook it that way. And she was asked one time, why do you do it like that, right? And some of you might have heard the story. Some of my clients probably heard the story before. But so she was asked why she did that. And her response was pretty simple. You know, I don't know. That's just the way my mother always did it, right? And so out of curiosity, they went to her mother and said, hey, you know, why do we cook it like this? Like, why do we cut this part off? Why would we cook it this way? And she says, you know what? I don't know. That's just the way my mother always did it, right? And so they went to the grandmother and they asked her and they said, hey, why do you cook it like this? Why did you do this? And she says, well, back in my day, right, the ovens were smaller. And so the whole thing didn't fit in there, right? And so we had to cut off this portion in order to get it into the oven. And so the moral behind that story is that, you know, we don't really know why we're doing things. We just do them because that's the way we were brought up. That's the way our external, you know, environment conditioned us to do certain things, right? And so there was no reason she had to do that anymore. The ovens were bigger. She was simply doing it just because that's how it's been done before. That's how she was shown to have done it, right? And so you can kind of get an idea that where we're going with this whole topic, but you know, it's just these things that are passed down and we don't really have any logical explanation as to why we believe the things that we do, why we behave the certain ways that we do, why we act the ways that we do. And it's always just that, well, I don't know, right? And a lot of times we don't really question a whole lot of things. You know, we don't pay attention. We just do it, right? And just like that lady, she just did it, right? And until somebody else questioned it, she would have just kept doing it. And again, for absolutely no reason, right? There's no actual explanation as to why she was doing it, right? And so the big topic of this whole thing is, you know, whose life are we living? Right? Whose dreams are we fulfilling? What stories and beliefs in our life are truly and wholly ours? And what are we acting on in life that we can't explain, that doesn't serve us, that isn't doing us any good, that's holding us back from bringing in new beliefs that are going to serve our purpose, that are going to serve us in the longevity of our life. And so, you know, this is a general question. You don't have to answer this. You know, you guys can nod your heads. You can, in the Facebook group, you can give me thumbs up, whatever. But, you know, if anybody, and this is a long list, but, you know, tell me if you've ever heard anything specific like what I'm about to say or something generally like it, okay? And any of the following, right? You have to graduate high school. You have to go to college. You have to find a 9-to-5 job in blank's field, whatever field that may be. Maybe even what college you had to attend. You're going to eventually take over the family business. You have to get married and have kids. You gotta have the house with the white picket fence, right? You can't go to school for that. You're never gonna make any money. You're never gonna be successful in that field, right? And we hear this all the time with like philosophy and even art in certain areas, right? You're never going to make any money. You're never going to be successful in that area. Don't play with that. That's a girl's toy. Don't play with that. That's a boy's toy. Don't watch that. That's for girls. Don't watch that. That's for boys. Don't play that sport because that's not for you. Right? the whole toxic masculinity and feminism stuff, right? You have to play this sport because you're good at it, right? Doesn't matter whether you like it or not. You have to play that sport because you're good at it, or because your dad played it, or because your grandfather played it, right? You can't raise your kids like that. You're not good at that. So maybe you should try this instead. Guys are the ones who are supposed to ask the girl. Guys are the ones who are supposed to propose to the girl. Right? You're supposed to compose yourself a certain way. You're supposed to look a certain way to be normal. You have to believe in this religion. That's just the way it is. This is a big one. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's always been. Right? That attitude, that behavior, that just runs in the family. Nothing you can do about it. Right? And so like that list is somewhat long, but you know, it can be spun in so many different directions, right? You know, I've heard stories, right? And I remember, you know, somebody specifically told me, you know, I'm going to go back to the, she's actually here, but I'm going to go back to the example of guys are supposed to ask the girl out, right? And so when I asked this person, I said, why? Right? There was no real, that's just the way it is. Like, that's how it's been. That's just how it should be, right? But why? Who said so? Do you believe that? Or is that just what you were told to believe? And then so you ended up believing it. That's how you just live your life now. But what logical, rational explanation do you have for believing that? So another question. Does anybody have a job that they don't really like? Well, not you guys. We talk about this all the time. But right, so like a job that maybe you're not fully passionate about, right? There's something else that you want to do, something else that you want to chase, but you don't. You settle for this job that you're in. It's an extremely common thing. People every single day are going to work at a 9-to-5 job that they don't like. Why are you doing it? Who went to college for something that they didn't want to go for? Who went to college and didn't want to go to college in the first place? Why? Was it because, if you didn't want to, obviously you didn't believe that, or you didn't feel that you should, but you did anyways. Why? Because you thought in order to be successful or to make somebody proud that you had to? I mean, who feels guilty for not living in a way that makes their parents proud or somebody that they look up to proud because it's not what they wanted for you? And so this is where all of those things lead, right? All of the things that I just listed off. Whether you like something or not, you should only pursue what you're good at. Money and status are more important than individual passion and purpose. You're not worthy unless you do these things. And these are beliefs that we take from all this stuff that we hear over and over again, right? If I don't graduate high school, if I don't go to college, if I don't get married, if I don't have the house with the white picket fence, if I don't get the 9-to-5 at the bank or whatever it is, I have no value, right? I'm not making anybody proud. You're not worthy unless you do these things. And that becomes a belief, right? And that's not a belief that we're born with. I don't remember, you know, believing that I wasn't worthy if I didn't graduate college when I was 5. So where did it come from? Why do we feel that way now? Your identity is based on what you play with, events and shows that you like, what sports you want to play. You're not normal if you don't act like this. You don't fit in. You won't be loved. And again, these are just things, all the stuff that I was talking about above leads to this, right? Risk is not good. Play it safe, get a job, have the kids, whether you want to or not, marry the girl, whether you want to or not, because people are looking at you and they're judging you. Permanent suffering. That's just how it is, and that's how it will always be. It's a cyclic pattern of thought that keeps us in a state of suffering, right? We don't believe anymore that we can change. We don't believe anymore that we can grow. So when we accept things as they are, and that's just how they're always going to be, when we accept that belief, we create a constant state of suffering if we're not happy where we are. Blindly following others because they just want the best for you. Any of this resonating? No, you're laughing. And so how do we end up with these beliefs, right? How do we end up with these feelings, these internal struggles, these all this stuff that's going on, right? Because again, like we're not born with it. We aren't born with the fear of others' judgments. We're not born with the fear of failure. What, I don't know if you've ever seen a kid, but they are relentless, right? Mm-hmm. Right? You tell a kid, you know, that falls down, don't get up. Right. See if that ever happens, right? But what happens is over time, right? We say, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And guess what ends up happening?
They do all of it.
They end up not being able to do it. Right? Or, right, kids are rebellious and they end up actually doing it. But, but you know, over time, you know, when you hear certain things from an external stance, especially people that you look up to, right? Parents, uncles, aunts, friends, older siblings, right? Who are all throughout your life are telling you that you're not good at something, or that because you are good at something, you should pursue it, even if you don't like it, right? Because not everything we're good at, we like, right? Or that you should follow in their footsteps, do what they're doing, the whole family business thing, right? Taking over the family business. A lot of people get sucked up into that because they believe it's the right thing to do, whether they believe it's for them or not. People get caught up in it all the time. They end up running a business that was handed down to them that they absolutely hate because they are told that it's the right thing to do, right? We see it all the time with parents who raise their kids or said, you have to be a doctor, you have to be a lawyer, right? This is it. This is the only reason that we are sacrificing all of our money and our time for you, right? You have to become a doctor. And they end up becoming a doctor and they absolutely hate it, right? They hate the process of getting there. But they do it anyways because they believe over time that the only thing that's going to bring them value in life, self-worth, is by making those beliefs come true, right? And back at the beginning, I said, you know, whose life are we living? Whose dreams are we fulfilling? Are they ours? Are we living the life that we believe we should have? Or are we simply living somebody else's conditions for us, right? Somebody else's belief systems for us, right? Did we inherit somebody else's life, right? And as parents, specifically, we're extremely guilty of this, right? We just want what's best for our kids, right? Our parents, usually, some parents suck, but majority of parents, they really want what's best for their kids. And they think they're doing the right thing, right? Don't worry, Wes, you're a good parent too. But what they think that they're doing the right thing by pushing them to go to med school. They're pushing them to be in law school. They're pushing them to play sports because they're good at it. They're pushing them to, you know, get married and have grandkids because they think that's what's best for them, right? And so their kids fall into that belief system and they end up doing things that they don't really want to do, right? It happens all the time, right? This is an extremely common thing. Right? So why do we let others' beliefs control our lives? We let their belief in our ability to do something determine what we believe about ourselves. I talk to people all the time about confidence in certain areas of their life and certain passions that they have. And they're just like, it got pushed on me because this is what I was good at. And then, you know, or I wasn't good at, right? I'm going to use my own personal experience here because my father has done this before, right? And under the pretense of him thinking he was just doing what was best for me, right? Just saying what I needed to hear because it was what's best for me. But, you know, I used to work in maintenance, right? And before that, I used to work on cars because I wanted to grow up. My father was a mechanic. My brother was a mechanic. Like, I just wanted to follow in their footsteps. And I wasn't horrible at it, but, you know, I wasn't great. And even into the maintenance thing, right? I just wanted to, you know, do that because that's what everybody else was doing at the time. And so I got into these things. And, you know, he would say things like, you know, that's really just probably not for you, right? Like, that's really, you know, you're not really all that good at it. And he would say it differently, but, you know, bottom line, he would say, you know, you're not really good at that. You should probably pursue something else. Irregardless of how I felt about it, maybe this was something that I really wanted to do. And this is the whole fixed and growth mindset controversy, fight, right? This idea that just because I'm not good at something doesn't mean I can't become good at something. And that's another belief that we end up inheriting, right? If you're not already good, if you're not already smart, focus on something else, right? And we get this super young, right? And, you know, it ends up happening a lot in sports and, you know, different arts and stuff like that, right? If you can't draw well when you're a kid, your parents are like, okay, cool, great. But, you know, focus on this, right? You're better at this. Focus on that, right? Because they want, subconsciously want the validation of you being good at something, right? Because they want that success for themselves. And it's not necessarily selfish, but, you know, again, it's just what we as parents think is best for our kids, right? And so our kids inherit that unknowingly. Okay, I'm not good at this. And apparently I can't get better, so it's not worth my time. So I'm going to focus on something else. I am all over the place and I'm not following along with my notes at all. So if I just pause and get silent for a moment, just stick with it.
You're doing a great job.
Yep.
Cool. Do I do a certain thing, but don't really know? Yeah. So like other people's decisions, right, turn into our own beliefs. Basically what I was getting at. There, right? Just because they believed that, I ended up believing it. You know, I got out, and thankfully I did, right? Because I can't see, I really didn't want to be working maintenance for the rest of my life because that was a shitty job. I'm not gonna lie. But beside the point, right? You know, am I working a job because I believe I belong there, or because I believe I have to be there? A lot of people won't, and again, I'm going to get off here, but a lot of people want to own their own business, right? Or they want to enter a field that's really hard to get into, right? Or really hard to move up in. And, you know, everybody's like, you can do anything you want to do until you make the move. Or you're like, hey, I really want to do this. And they're like, well, hang on, maybe you should think about this for a second. Right. And then so that external factor is coming back into play. And now we start doubting ourselves. Well, maybe it's not a smart decision. Maybe it's not a safe move. It probably isn't a safe move, but now that I'm looking at it, it's an even unsafer move than I originally thought it was, because now this person's pointing it out. And so I'm going to take that. I'm going to internalize it. I'm going to self-doubt. I'm going to believe that I'm not good enough to do it. I'm going to believe that I don't have any business doing any of these things that I want to do, right? Risk isn't worth it. Be safe, right? The safe bet's always, you know, that's it, right? And it goes back to that whole 9-to-5 white picket fence, you know, 2.5 kids. This is just the safe bet. Okay. Am I living simply to make somebody else proud? Do I make decisions in my life to make other people proud? Do I behave a certain way? Do I take actions simply to make other people proud? My parents, my husband, my wife, my friends, my aunts, uncles, siblings? Am I simply fulfilling their dreams right? And back to the taking ownership, taking over the family business. I say restaurant because my family had a restaurant, but they're taking over the family business. Is that something that you really want? Or are you just doing it because you believe it's the right thing to do because you were told to believe that it was the right thing to do? So what's the process here, right? What are we getting at? Because I can spew a whole bunch of information. I can give you a whole bunch of relatable stuff, but there has to be a process, right? If this is something that you want to address, something that you want to look into, then there's a process that we have to go through to identify, dissect, and then go through something that we call stop, start, continue, and then find out how it is that we are either ending the cycle or continuing the cycle if we're playing a role in it into the next generation, right? And so something that, you know, we want to do if we really want to take a look at these things, right? If you decide after all those things that I just got done talking about that, hey, maybe there are some things in my life that I'm probably not doing for me, that aren't serving me, that I'm doing that don't even make sense anymore, right? That might've made sense 30 years ago when the person who told me this, who conditioned me to believe this, it worked for them 30 years ago and they're still kind of stuck there, but it's not working in 2022, right? So one of the things that we need to do is just why, right? Why is one of the most powerful questions that you can ever ask if you want to break any kind of cycle, if you want to break any kind of behavioral pattern that you don't want anymore, if you want to break any kind of anything like that, right? Why, right? And it's simply developing the awareness, right? Living mindfully. And all that means is when you're doing something and you're just doing it, or if you're you know, looking at your job, or you're looking at your house, or you're looking at, you know, whatever decision it is that you're about to make in life, why am I doing this? Right. And if you ask why enough times, you'll get to the root of what's actually going on. Right. Why am I working this job? Right. That I don't like. Well, because I need to make money. But why is money more important than pursuing my passion, which is this? Well, because I won't be able to make money chasing my passion. Why won't I make any money chasing my passion? Because somebody told me that it's not worth pursuing because I'm not going to succeed at it, right? In whatever words that they use to make me believe that, right? The world, the external world told me that I need to be doing this in order to make money because it's a safe bet so that I can live in this cycle. I can wake up, I can eat breakfast, I can go to my 9-to-5, I can come home, I can shower, I can hang out with the kids, I can go to sleep, and I can do it all over again, Monday through Friday, every single week, week after week, because that's what I've been conditioned to believe is right. Right? Not everybody believes it, but a lot of us do. Right? So why am I doing this? Why am I cutting off the head of this bird? I don't even know why. I don't know why. And if you say that, right, like, I don't know why. Then why, what reason do you have for continuing to do it or continuing to believe it, right? And so we start to dissect it, right? We start looking at the patterns. We start looking at the things in life that aren't adding up. We start taking a look at the things that aren't really making sense, right? At our behaviors, our actions, our thought patterns, right? The things that we're constantly thinking, right? Where did my self-esteem issues come from? Why do I have them? Why do I fear this? Why do I respond this way to a certain thing? Why am I always waiting around for somebody to ask me out? Right? I want to date that person. They might not even know it. And here I am sitting here. They probably like me too. They probably like me, but I'm not going to ask them out because that's just not how it is. That's just not how it's ever been. That's not how it's ever going to be. It's not how it should be. Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we identify, we dissect, and dissecting is just why. What? Does this make sense? Why am I doing it? What's going on here? Like, what the hell? So, you know, and this isn't to say that you can't actually share beliefs with people, right? Sometimes our parents end up sharing a belief with us and we end up following it, right? We see this a lot in religion and stuff like that, where you end up actually just following because you end up, you question it, you go through the phases, you go through whatever it is you need to do to strengthen that. Hey, Kim, sorry, I'm not saying hi to everybody, but you know, and that's fine, right? We can share the same beliefs, right? As long as they're not, you know, prohibiting our self-growth and doing the things that we love in life, right? If they make sense to us, it doesn't matter if they make sense to anybody else, right? I believe a whole lot of things that almost nobody that I talk to believes, and that's okay. And then there's a lot of people that I hang out with that we share a lot of the same beliefs, and that's what attracts us to each other. Or we behave a certain way, or we, you know, we think a certain way, and that's cool. So why do I believe this? Why do I act like this? Why do I respond this way? Why do I feel this way? Right. And then once we get there, we can start asking ourselves, what is working for me? Right. Does this belief, this story, this feeling help me or hinder me? Is it for me or was it directed at me? Is it benefiting me or someone else? And I'm not talking about it in the selfish sense, right? I'm just saying, is this purely for somebody else's benefit or am I benefiting from this as well? Is it working for me? And if it makes sense, this is where the stop, start, continue comes in, right? And you can apply the stop, start, continue thing almost anywhere in your life, right? When it comes to beliefs, when it comes to actions, when it comes to behaviors, thoughts, all that stuff, right? And so when we identify it, we can say, hey, that's not working for me. I'm just going to throw that out, right? Again, if it doesn't make sense, why hold on to it, right? Once you realize that it doesn't make sense, it's not logical, it's not rational, it's not something that you actually own, it's not something that's wholly, truly yours, let it go. Get rid of it. Just stop. Right? Why, after finding out that you don't need to cut off that portion of the bird anymore, would you keep doing it? If you became aware that you don't have to respond to a certain situation a certain way, why keep doing it? Mm-hmm. Start, right? This is where we can start, you know, new beliefs, right? If we have these old beliefs, these old thought patterns, these old habits, behaviors, all these things, right? And we're getting rid of them. Or we can take them and say, hey, you know what? This doesn't make sense, but let me twist it a little bit and create my own belief system out of this, right? And people do this with, again, religion and spirituality and identity and things like that, where they take parts from different areas and they make their own beliefs, right? They shape the way they respond to certain things. And then continue, right? The things that are working for you, right? If you were conditioned to believe a certain thing or act a certain way or respond a certain way, right? And it's working for you and it's benefiting you and you're growing from it and it's not prohibiting you from accomplishing anything that you want in your life, right? Like the whole thing where, you know, do believe in yourself, right? If you had this positive affirmation growing up and you're like, yeah, believe in yourself. You can do anything that you want. Yeah, take that risk, right? All these things. And you end up taking that on, continue it because it's benefiting you. It's making your life better. It's adding value to your life, right? And so stop, start, continue. That's just, you know, you can apply that almost anywhere. Right? And then overall, right? This is where the whole breaking the belief systems comes in, right? So not only are we trying to stop all the negative belief systems that have infiltrated our being, right? We're trying to break the cycle and stop them from continuing on to the next generation, right? Because awareness, right? And this is my joke here, with great awareness comes great responsibility, right? The more you are, the more aware you are of these things, right? The more responsibility you have to not continue these negative patterns, right? And so what are we instilling in the next generation? I'm not even just talking about kids. I'm talking about nieces, nephews, friends' kids, you know, younger siblings, you know, whatever it is, right? What are we passing on? What are we saying? What are we doing that they're seeing, that they're hearing, that, you know, because kids and even adults, right? We look up to people. We're susceptible to certain information, right? We're susceptible to certain stimuli from people that we actually look up to, right? And you see it all the time with stars, like movie stars and stuff that get into politics or, you know, any kind of controversy that's going on, right? And we take on their beliefs, right? It happens a lot, right? Well, you know, Brad Pitt said this, and that's just how it is now. Right. And so we, and you know, none of us are movie stars yet, but you know, yeah. What are we passing on? Right. What are we passing on to the world? What are we putting back out there? And it doesn't even have to be people that are younger than us, right? Friends are susceptible to the things that we're saying and that we believe, right? And we can alter their whole frame of mind just by, you know, making them feel a certain way, right? If we make them feel silly about, you know, taking that risk, right? That's a huge one, right? If we say, hang on, because friends are just the way parents are, right? They're always looking out for you. Don't take that risk. Don't go back to school for that. Come on, you're 50 years old. Don't go back to college. You're gonna make a fool of yourself. It's too late. Don't go to the gym. It's too late. You'll have plenty of time to do that later on. Or you don't need to. Here, have another beer. Right? And so, you know, friends are just as bad as this, right? So like, how are we interacting with our friends? You know, what are we telling them subconsciously that they're going to end up internalizing? Yeah. That's it. I'm going to leave you with a bunch of things to think about. Hopefully, you know, you're just like going to sit up until like midnight tonight and be like, wow, what? Why do I do this? You're just going to look over your entire life completely differently now. Why do I turn the doorknob to the right instead of the left? That doesn't make any sense. That's just how it's always been, though.
Because you want to open the door.
You want to open the door. You know? But it's that's a real thing, though. Like, even on the minute scale of things, right? We do all these little things because that's just the way they've always been, right? And so when does that's the way it's always been? When does that change? When do we stop that? When do we say, hey, it doesn't always have to be like that? And that's probably one of the biggest belief systems that I encounter personally is just that's the way it's always been. That attitude, that behavior that runs in the family. That's just how it is. It's how it's always going to be. Your kids are going to be like that. Their kids are going to be like that. You know, society's always going to be like that, right? And, you know, we all know some history, right? Society's not always the same, but we say it is all the time, right? That's just how it's always been. That's just the social norm. That's the cultural norm. That's how it's always going to be. But it doesn't have to. We don't have to continue living the way that we're living, behaving the way that we are, acting the way that we are, thinking the way that we are, doing, making the decisions that we are, simply based on things that don't serve our greater good. We don't have to do it. We don't have to keep ourselves boxed in anymore. Right? And it's as simple as asking why. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And who cares, right? Here's my little rant. Who cares what you do? right? Going, but you won't fit in if you do that. You won't be normal if you do that. If you take that risk, you're going to be a failure. If you marry that girl, nobody's going to want to hang out with you. If you get that job, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? What does it matter? When are we going to stop letting other people's beliefs keep us from living with purpose? Right? Sure. Living authentically, who I am. Why are we so afraid to be ourselves and define our own truths and define our own beliefs? And then to have conviction to follow through on them. So afraid of other people judging us, right? That again, we take that on as our own, right? Because you're judging me, I judge me. And I'm afraid of that judgment. If I quit my job, I go back to school, or I start this business, people are going to think I'm crazy. Right? Teresa, what did we talk about the one day? About people thinking you're crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know who else people thought was crazy for doing things differently? I could give you a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Whole list, right? People thought Walt Disney was crazy.
Elon Musk.
People thought Elon Musk. People still think Elon Musk is crazy. And look what he's mm-hmm. doing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Nye was a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The Microsoft guy, Bill Gates. Right? Mm-hmm. A little weird. A lot of your favorite athletes, they were weird. They weren't normal. Michael Jordan, he was fucking crazy.
Still is.
Still is. Right? Felina, all the artists that you probably look up to are fucking insane.
Fucking insane.
Insane people. Man, it's weird, crazy stuff. But they did it anyways. Because they mm-hmm. changed their beliefs. They didn't believe the same things that everybody else believed. And so they weren't restricted by them. Cool.
Very good.
I'm good on that. I'm going to end on that note because I'm satisfied with it.